You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now, KMUW editorial commentator Richard Krausen says he hopes a major symbol of our city hasn't saturated the market.
I'm worried about the Wichita City flag. It's beautiful. It instills civic pride. And it's more popular than sliced bread, Game of Thrones, and cat videos all combined. You can buy T-shirts with the Wichita City flag on them at the grocery store. It's on socks and skateboards and murals. Recently, there was an unveiling of city street sweepers emblazoned with giant painted Wichita City flags. The other day, when I got a new crown, the dentist offered me the option of a Wichita City flag design on it. I love our city's flag, and so does, apparently, everyone else. When local artist Cecil McAllister came up with the winsome design in 1937, he gave us all a brilliant focus for our Wichita pride. And now it is getting so popular that I fret about it becoming too much of a cliché. After all, seems to me that there's often a backlash towards huge popularity. Look at the hula hoop. Look at the PT Cruiser. Look at Garfield. Look at the banjo. Okay, just kidding about the banjo. It never was that popular, thank goodness. Point is, what goes up might come down. I just hope our flag with its red and white rays of sunshine doesn't come slithering down the flagpole in a heap of public boredom someday. The resurgence of interest in our flag came along at just the right time for our city. Wichita seems to have turned a corner over the last decade or so. I think some of it has to do with the local art scene and the homegrown creativity that is flowering in Wichita. Here's hoping we don't get tired of our spectacular city banner anytime soon. Long may she wave. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.